Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1015, 1015, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we ended off last shir. We started talking about the fact that, again, what's the case over here? We have fruits in front of me, right? I sit down to eat my fruits. I have, let's say, two or three fruits in front of me, and assuming the case in fact, so we said, let's just establish the fact. If it's from the min shiva, right, I sit down to eat the fruits. Let's say, for example, I have a grape. Many people eat grapes as a popular thing. The other items like pomegranates, olives is not as popular. Obviously, grapes is something that people eat all the time. I say, people are constantly munching on grapes, right? So we have to know that grapes are from the shiva saminim, the min shiva. So that's why the famous case is going to be a lot. We'll be talking more about grapes than the other ones that are brought down in the pasuk, even though you do have sometimes figs are there, you have dates, figs, but the grapes are mamish, something, the very popular type of a thing, especially due to the fact that dates and figs needs inspection. Obviously, one has to make sure before eating it to it has to be inspected the right way, al pi halacha, which we're not going to get into, and everybody should find out, from their own sources and so on, how to work with the dates and the figs in reference to inspection. But getting back to our subject, so Lamaisa, when you do have the Shiva Saminim, let's say the case in our case in time, the grape, because you have Geffen, which is grape over here, in other words, in the Pasuk that we spoke about, the Pasuk says, Eretz Chita, the Mishnah by the way brings it down in Sifkat and Gimel, Eretz Chita Usa'ire, which is right, the land of wheat and barley. The Geffen, then the third one is the grapes. And we'll talk about the grape juice and the wine that the Mishnah Berurah says when you have the grapes and it's turned into wine or grape juice, it brings it up to a higher level. But if you're just eating the grape itself, it also falls under the concept of Kedima Bebrachas, which bracha comes first. So you have two ways. This Geffen, when it says the word Geffen in the Pasuk, after Geffen, I just want to finish the Pasuk, it says Te'ena, Verimain, which, right, and then we have you have the fig, the pomegranate, Eretz, and then it says Eretz Zeis, Shemen, Udavash. So those two things we spoke about last time, you have the olive and you have the dates, and the honey, the vash, hainu tamarim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that is actually tamarim, that is actually the dates. Okay, so that's just interesting to note that even though we know the dates of the min shiva, dates do fall under the concept of min shiva, but in the pasuk itself, it doesn't actually say the word, it just says eretz, excuse me, eretz zeis shemen, or the vash, zeis shemen, hu davar echad, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel over there, Zayis Sha'isa Shemen of Devash, Hainu Tamarim Sha'isa Mehem Devash. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but the word Ta'ena comes after grapes. So you have that also in Verimain, and then the pomegranates. But obviously the most popular one from this whole, I'm not getting into right now the Chita and the Sa'ira, that's a little bit different how we work with that. Like if somebody starts eating, flour or wheat or barley separately, okay, that's not so negale maisa, but that goes more on, we'll try and get to that as we go down the road, that goes more like on when somebody makes it into a flour, into a dish, or makes it into a maitzi, mizona, so obviously that would take precedence anyways, but you have the grapes, which is very popular, so the Mishnah Berurah just brings down an example when the mechaber says, hey, the fun of the opening mechaber, again, Ha'ilafana mini peris, you have various different fruits in front of you. Imir chaseim shavais. Again, if it's all the same, because when it's not the same, we're going to see, we saw already, we spoke about it, but we're going to see I don't want to make it too confusing, but even for Bari Priyo 8, Bari Priyo Adama, sometimes even that could change, but we'll get to that. I will explain how that works. But Lamaisa, right now we're concentrating on, we have the same fruits in front of me, and I'm going to sit down to eat the same, it's either from the Shiva Saminim or not the Shiva Saminim, I'm sorry, the same bracha, not the same fruits, I shouldn't say the same for the same bracha. Hayu lefan of mine peris harbe in birchaseim shav, same bracha, right? On my grape, I make a ha'etz, right? And on my fruit, on my apple, I also make a grape, I make a ha'etz, so birchaseim shavis, v'yesh b'neim, birchaseim shavis, it's all the same. You have a novim and tapuchim. Right, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So that's the concept. So v'yesh b'nei min shiva, says Mechaba further, the Shulchan Aruch, makta min shiva. You have to make the bracha on the grape first. But again, we're talking about a case in time. I'm sitting down to eat, you know, these fruits at the same time. The apple, the grape and the apple are in front of me, like the Mishabura says. I'm going to eat them, right, at the same time. What do I make the bracha on? You make the bracha on the grape. Okay, so that's a very interesting concept that he brings down over here. Now, not the concept. So we spoke about that in the past, but the point I want to bring out, that we're talking about the same bracha, it fell into my mind, just to bring out, we have to be careful when eating grapes, when you're eating what's called a berria. It's not our subject today, but a person should be careful when eating a whole item. I eat grapes, finish. So if you eat whole grapes, you have to make sure that you eat the shear. They're not cut up or whatever, but you have to make sure that you eat enough to make a al ha'etz, because of the fact, putting aside a minute the apple, which would be included anyways in the after bracha of aloates, but the grapes, when you eat grapes, if you only eat like one or two, which is not enough to make a alho eitz according to kezayis, but it's a machloikis. There are some that say, and it's brought down like that in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to make a alho eitz even on a one, because it's a complete grape. So you got to be careful. In general, we don't paskin like that, but one has to be careful that we're choshish for that. That if you eat one grape, you're running into a major question in halacha. Do I make alho eitz? Do I not? In general, we paskin you don't, but you have to be careful not to run into that machlokes. Therefore, when you're eating grapes, always be careful to eat the right amount for the shear to make the aloates, or in case now, what a person can do, you could just cut it and eat only half a grape, not eat a whole thing, right? I cut the grape in half and I eat only half, or cut them into pieces. You have 25 grapes, cut them into pieces real quickly and just eat halves. It's not, you never eat the full one if you feel you're not going to eat the share. Okay, so that's just a step of things. Wanted to bring that out there. One should be careful and be aware of that. We'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.